Hello, Dice Swinging.
Hi, this is David, and I'm calling you from the security department of the Visa and MasterCard, okay?
Yes.
And the reason why I'm ringing you up, sir, like recently this morning, did you make any payment for some gift card, iTunes, online?
Right.
Because, sir, somebody has illegally tried to access your internet network and they are getting access of your information as well to make this order. And all the gift card has been transferred to a person named by James Richard based in United States, California. So you are not aware about that, right? Right?
No, I'm not.
And, sir, did you remember, by mistakenly, like, have you shared any of your details to someone?
No.
Like you have visited for a shopping or a grocery, or you try to visit any website online over the internet?
No. Yeah. What I'll do is, I'll get hold of Commonwealth Bank tomorrow. Okay?
Yeah, we are already calling you from the Commonwealth Bank, sir. We are not here to ask you to share any of your details or read out any of your information. We are just ringing you up for the short verification because we have detected whenever you do log into your internet banking, the location of your network, your IP address shows up to Australia. But this time it is showing somewhere in a different country, right?
Yeah. Yeah, no worries. I can't get into internet banking, because it's a work business.
I know, sir, you are not able to do that. That's what I'm trying to tell you. Somebody has tried to access your online banking from a different IP address. So you do go to mobile phone. You use a mobile phone with the Combank app?
No, I don't, no.
And you do got a card starting up with 5217, your debit card?
It's not a debit card.
It's a key card, no. Like a master key card?
No. 5217, doesn't start with that.
That's the credit card that you are using, not the debit card, right?
Yep, it doesn't start with that.
All right. And is it starting up with 5353 or 5602?
No.
Because, sir, those people, what they are trying to do, they are trying to order multiple gift cards. So would you like to, like, release the funds for those gift cards or you want to cancel up those transactions, sir?
It needs to be cancelled. Yeah.
All right. So with the recorded line from the Commonwealth Bank Security, you will be getting a notification about the cancellation and the email. Okay?
Okay.
And I will help you, like, why you are not getting those messages about the purchase which has been tried to make behind you. All right?
Oh, no. It's because it's a work card, man. That's all I can't say it.
So you want to proceed with the cancellation, sir, or you want to release those funds? You want to lose those funds? I'm not here to ask you to give me any details, sir, all right? What I'm trying to tell you is, somebody has tried to order gift card, online gift card behind you, and I'm not sure how it could be possible. They have got access to your internet network. The phone which you are using on your mobile phone, you currently got a Google or a Safari browser?
Yes.
Okay, and have you checked the location of your network, your IP address? Do you know how you can find out for that?
No, I don't. No.
I will guide you, sir. No need to tell me anything. You will be just having a check whether it is showing you in Australia or it is showing you somewhere in different location. So can you kindly open up the Google first?
Yeah.
All right. Once you're on the Google, do let me know, because you will be also reporting Australian Cyber Security Center or cybercrime activity, sir. And make sure you are not going to read anything over the recorded line, sir. You will be just having a look with your own eyes for your concern. Once you're on the Google, do let me know. All right. A Google internet browser or a Safari.
Yeah.
any of those?
In Google Maps.
All right. Now, on the Google, you can see the search, right, sir? Can you see the search?
Yes.
On the search, just simply type there my IP address country. M for mother, Y for yellow. My.
Yep.
Then give a space. Then give a space. Then type the number 1, the numeric 1.
Yep.
Then P for Peter, without any space. 1 and P should be together. Okay. My 1
yep.
P. Then again give a space. Address country. After address, type country, not location. And no need to read out or share any details, sir. Just keep it confidential with you, all right? It's your personal information. So don't make it leaked or don't make it read out. Just have a
yes.
look. My 1P address country.
Yes, get done.
All right. Now you can see the results showing you up about the details of your IP address, right, sir? There will be the numbers and it shows you the country and the location.
Yeah, you're right.
Sorry. Can you see it showing you somewhere in different overseas countries, sir?
You know, South America.
Yeah, that's what I was trying to tell you, sir. This is the IP address which has been get changes, have been shifted. That's the reason you are not getting any email or any messages about the order. And on your mobile phone, you do receive the transaction notification.
No.
You have never got any messages from the Commonwealth, any transaction, any payments getting out or getting debited on your behalf? You haven't. All right. Not an issue, sir. We will securely help you to block those transactions. Now, can you see the IP address? You can take a screenshot of these details. Okay?
Yep.
All right. Now, remove that my 1P address from the Google page. Delete it. Once you delete that my 1P address country, let me know, okay? Have you deleted that my IP address on the search, my 1P country, from the search bar?
No,
when you have typed in my 1P address country, you need to remove it. You need to make it blank. And just type there ACSC Australia. Are you on the Google, sir?
Yeah, I am. Yeah.
Okay, now, can you see the search on the Google again?
Yeah.
Okay, on the search, type there AC, A for Australia.
Yeah.
C for Charlie.
Yes.
S for Sunday.
Yes.
C for Charlie.
Yes.
Put a space.
Yes.
Australia, type Australia.
Yes.
All right. Now you can search for that, ACSC Australia.
Just getting the fiber homepage or whatever.
Yeah. Can you see any page, Australian Cybersecurity, ACSC homepage, cyber.government.au? Can you see anything, any option like that?
Yeah.
Click on that.
Yeah.
Click on that ACSC homepage. Now you can see a blue background page coming up which says protect your personal device and accounts, right, sir?
Yeah, that's correct.
All right. Now you can scroll down a little bit. You can see there will be 3 to 4 options. Can you help me with the options that you can see there?
Get alerts, report a cybercrime, become a partner, information security manual.
All right, now you can scroll down a little bit more. Below you can see there will be top 3 things to protect yourself, right?
Uh,
Can you see the top three things to protect yourself?
Yeah, okay.
All right, these are the three things, sir. You need to follow up them. You need to apply them in your daily basis in the near future. All right? Whenever it comes to your banking or you make any payment or any withdrawal, update your device, protect your accounts with a multi-layer factor authentication, right? You can see all of the three things there.
Yeah.
All right. Now you can again scroll up to the top on the same page. Go to the top. You can see the second option says report a cyber crime or a cyber security incident. Can you see that?
Yeah, okay.
All right. Now you are reporting a cyber crime activity, sir, that has been attempted on your behalf, on your network, all right, from the different IP address country. Now you can see report cyber crime incident or vulnerability, right?
Yes.
Okay, now you can scroll down a little bit. You can see there will be an option, say something, who are you reporting on a behalf of, right, sir?
Or do I need to click on that report of cyber crime?
Yeah, click on that, report a cyber crime or cyber security.
Yes.
Now you can see any options.
Who you report, an individual?
Who are you reporting? Yes. Can you see the option there? It says individual. You need to select individual. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Now you can see bottom down. You will be reporting a cyber crime to the police through Report Cyber, right, sir?
Yeah. Okay.
All right. Now you can close down this page. Now, with the ICSC, the Australian Cyber Security and the Commonwealth Bank, they will be trying to track those people and they will be removing those IP address, block those IP address, which is try to involve in this fraudulent activity behind you, okay?
Okay.
All right, now you can close the Google page, the whole Google page, close it from the background. Once you close it down, do let me know, okay? Is it closed, the Google page? All right. Now, sir, on your phone, can you see an application called Play Store or App Store?
Yes.
Okay. You are using an Play Store or you have find the App Store, sir?
App Store.
App Store. Okay. Now, on the App Store, you can see the search. When you click on the App Store, you can see the search. Now, on the search, you need to just type there Web for Zebra.
Okay.
O for Orange.
Yeah.
H for Henry.
Yes.
Again, O for Orange.
Yes.
Okay, now you can press the magnifying glass or you can press on Go once again.
Yep. You there?
Okay, now, can you see Joho customer, Joho Assist customer?
Oh.
It will be a green one, sir, a green security application. Can you see that, Joho customer?
No.
You can't see anything?
No.
Okay, what do you see?
I don't know. I find this very strange. I've got my account, bank account linked to the
client. I know, sir, but they have got access to your internet network. Your IP address has been compromised, so I'm just trying to secure that. And the Australian, as you have already, we have made you report on the behalf of the cybercrime activity. So no need to worry about, you will be not getting any fraudulent activity repeated back in the near future. This is just to track those people and find out exactly where are they getting involved in this from. Okay?
Yeah.
Now, what do you see now on the Play App Store?
I just see Zoho. It's got invoice maker, mail, email?
No. Can you see, after Joho, give a space and then type customer. On the, you are on the App Store, right, sir?
Yes, I am.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. No, I forgot. Oh, customer. Where I was here.
Yeah. Yeah, the green one. You can see it's green, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, now you can see any option. It says get.
Yeah.
All right, press on get. Because, sir, the IP address which was showing in United States, it will be get shifted back to Australia. Okay? And those people, whoever are getting access to your network, they will be no more able to get access to your network and any of your details in the near future as well. Is it? Did you click on get?
Yeah.
All right. Now what do you see?
Oh, it just says open, sir.
All right. Now, once click on open, and don't click on anything, sir.
Click on open?
Yeah, click on open.
All right. Yep.
Now what do you see?
Enter your email ID.
No, you can see there will be a small cross sign, an X logo there. Click on that.
Is it what? Is it?
You can see the cross, an X sign, where it says enter your email. On the same box, you can find a small cross sign over there. Can you see enter your email?
Yeah, okay.
All right, now where you can see enter your email, on the same box, look at the top, you can see there will be a cross sign, an X logo.
Oh, I just
a small cross. Yeah, click on cancel.
Yeah, done that.
All right, now you can see it says enter your session key, right?
Yeah.
All right, now security session will be get started, sir. So just wait, from the Commonwealth Bank, you will be getting a security reference number. Now, what do you see on the screen right now?
Just enter session key.
Okay, now press 306.
Yes.
261.
Yes.
3818.
What number is that?
This is the security reference number, sir. As your internet IP address is getting secured, so the Australian Cyber Security and the Commonwealth Bank, they have provided you a security reference number because they have detected some illegal people from a different IP address has get access to your network, okay? This is our security session that has been get started to remove those people from your IP address, which was showing you to California, okay?
Yeah.
All right. Now you can see. Now you can see. You have pressed the number there 306-261-3818, right?
Correct.
All right. Now you can see below down somewhere it says join.
Yes, correct.
All right. Now what do you see after join?
Start session.
Yeah. Click on start session. Now just let me know the options that's coming up there and don't press on anything else.
Clean broadcast, assist client, start broadcast.
Yeah, tap on start broadcast. The last option called start broadcast.
Yep.
Now what do you see?
Assist client would like to send you notifications.
Yeah, click on accept or allow. And then you can see the checkbox I have read and understood. Can you see any small checkbox with terms and conditions?
No.
Okay, what do you see?
Clean broadcast with a red light. Assist client is just thinking.
Okay, click on assist client once again. Did you click on allow or accept?
No, I'll keep quick on that.
All right. Now click on start now. Can you see any option says start now?
No, not yet. Oh, I've already done that.
Okay, now can you see any gray, where it is, the red, where it is showing you start broadcasting, tap on that red and make it white. Is it changing? The color is changing, sir?
Oh, it's got screen broadcasting red.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, yeah, sorry.
All right, tap on that.
Well, that great screen share permission.
Yeah, click on permission.
Yep.
Allow, accept. Okay, now what do you see next?
Do I have to tick all those check boxes?
Yeah, check on the boxes.
All of them?
Yeah, all of them. How many boxes can you see there?
Four.
Yeah, tap all of them, sir. And do let me know any options coming up there.
Start a conversation with your technician.
Perfect. Now wait. Now you will be getting a notification about those transaction email, which was been tried to attempted behind you, sir. And make sure that in the near future as well, apart from you, nobody can get access into your account, okay?
Okay.
Now, can you see something coming up on the screen right now?
No.
Wait.
Oh, yeah. Welcome to ACSB Bank Security Service.
Yes. Now you can see the more notification will be coming up to you.
Yes.
Can you see
yeah,
the whole thing?
Yeah, right.
All right. These
yeah.
are the notifications, sir, which should be come up to you earlier. But those people, they haven't allowed you to receive all this notification before, right?
No.
Can you see this is the you have also you are also getting a notification about any order coming up, right?
Yep, called gift cards and the Woolworths gift cards.
Yes. Have you ordered this gift card, sir? Do you know about any of this gift card?
No, I haven't.
So we need to block all the gift card which has been tried to order behind you, all right? And make sure don't read out or share any of your details over the recorded line, sir.
Yeah.
Now, you can go to your home screen and check all the application that you got. If there is any application called eBay or PayPal on your phone?
No, I've got nothing like that.
All right, check all the application one by one, sir. If you find something like that, do let me know.
What, on my phone?
Yeah, on your phone.
No, I've got Uber and that's about it.
All right. You have no. You don't use eBay or PayPal, any application like that. Or can you see any application called Woolworth on your phone? Woolworth.
No.
Woolworth application. All right. Now, what you need to do? On which page are you right now on your screen?
I'm just on my phone open there.
All right. Now, you use any application on your phone, sir, for banking purpose?
Only my personal bank.
Okay, once you just log in and check if there is something missing up or not. Once you log in, do let me know, okay?
Nothing missing.
Beg your pardon, sir?
There's nothing missing.
All right. Well, did you log in? Try to log in once again and check
I've logged in. I've logged in.
Okay.
There's nothing there.
Okay. You have logged out. Okay. Once again, try to log in, sir.
whether I've checked the bank all right, mate.
You need to check your transactions, sir. Have you checked the transactions? Your
yes,
statements?
Yes.
Okay, not an issue. And with the Commonwealth Bank, you do only got a one card, right?
The Commonwealth Bank, yes, one card.
All right. And apart from the Commonwealth Bank, you do have a personal account with any other bank, right?
Yes, okay.
All right. But with the Commonwealth Bank, you have never did any sort of online banking, right, sir?
No, not my phone, no.
Okay. Now, on your phone, try to check your email. Open up your email and check. Have you received any email about those order, about those gift card?
No.
All right. Now, with the Commonwealth Bank, you do got a statement, right?
No, I don't get a statement. It goes to my work.
It goes to your work. You have never got any statement, right?
No.
Okay, and do you remember what is the, according to you, what was the available balance on your Commonwealth Bank card? Sir, because those people are trying to withdraw the money, so we don't want you to lose the funds. As you don't receive statement, you don't use online banking. So we need to be very sure that the funds that you got available there, not a single penny got missing out from there, sir. That's the reason why I'm asking you.
I can't check because it's a public holiday here.
No, I'm not asking you to check. What I'm asking you, what do you remember the last closing balance on your card?
No, I don't know. I don't care.
Not an issue. Open up the Google again. Go back to the Google. We will be canceling the gift card which has been ordered on your behalf, sir. Okay. We will be proceeding with the cancellation. Once you're on the Google, let me know.
Yeah, I'm in Google. Yeah.
Okay. Now, on the Google, can you see the search? On the search, type there, cancel Apple gift card Woolworth. Type there, cancel Apple gift card Woolworth. Gift card Woolworth.
How do you spell the last?
Wool. W-O-O-L. Double O-L. Yeah, Woolworth. W-O-O-L.
Yeah.
W-O-O-L. W-O-R-T-H-S.
That's wool?
Yeah, Woolworth. That's one word. W double O L W O R T H S. Woolworth.
W-O-R-T-H-S.